It's been a week. I am Jesse Steele. I wear many hats, and this has been my journey in that week. You ever have those times when you feel like you're not getting anything done, but you are getting stuff done? I worked a summer at Spring Hill, and it was a guy there. I'll call him Joe. Now, I'm not calling him Joe to hide his name. I'm calling him Joe because I can't think. No, I've been doing too much. I actually slept in late today, and because I've been getting so much non-visible results done. Joe used to say, you know, Jesse, I've got my list of things to do, and I never get it done because I'm always running around blowing out fires, but I get a whole lot of important stuff done that needs to be done. He worked in maintenance. He's supposed to go build such and such a tower or whatever, but on the way he gets called this because the water's leaking or, you know, the toilet's overflowing and there's sewage all over the... Okay, it would never got that bad at Spring Hill, but you get the point. You know, like he would... He'd be going along and trying to do stuff, and then I've got to get this done, but then that other thing gets fixed, and this other thing gets fixed, and that thing over there gets fixed. And that was his life. Anyhow, Joe, very brilliant. It was really nice that that Enoch and Joan Olson would have him over for Bible study at their houses. Joe, very good friend of mine. For what little time we worked together. But we'd see each other at random points, and it was always interesting. Love talks with Joe. But that's what my week has been like. The Four Little Mice, the book that I wrote and illustrated last week. I mean, that was a random tangent that took 4 days out of my time. In 2 days, I probably spent 20 hours reformatting this computer curriculum that I've got. It's already been written. It's got four levels. It's got 48 lessons. Nah, scratch that, 52. If you count the orientation lessons. It has an appendix for different sections. The plural of appendix is appendices, for those of you in Read Rapids who want to hear me tell everybody. But it has these appendices, and I'm doing things like linking the chapters to the related section of the appendices and linking the appendices back to the relevant chapters. So, you know, if that makes sense, it's just like you're in the appendix. Okay. And then here's a chapter that covers this and teaching it for, you know, the appendix is going to be a reference. The chapter is going to be like a demonstration of how to do it, the teaching lesson. And I'm also going through each lesson and I'm adding a little section about, you know, what we learned in this section. And, you know, I teach by just showing people. I like Marshall Mathers raps. I just get on the mic and spit it. And Trump doesn't do well planning for speeches. He can read some pretty good written speeches that had his ideas in them. But Trump's best speeches are just winged. Rush Limbaugh is the same way. Socrates was that type of a teacher. He would respond with questions. You prepare by reviewing your knowledge base, by going over the chapters, by knowing what their page references are, the page numbers are, and so forth. And then you get into the situation, and then you just can answer anything because you're a walking encyclopedia. That's well-informed, well-researched, off the cuff. That's my teaching style. And that's a good teaching style. So one of my supervisors years ago teaching ESL in Asia, I said, I can't do lesson plans in advance. It's not going to happen. I don't know how, but I write about them after. I will do a write-up after. That's how I have to work. I don't know how to do it any other way. And they understood that. And it worked, you could say. You know, when you're a creative type, you don't really fit into a box. And so you flitter around helping people in unconventional ways, and then you get all done and, you know, you've refined your skills and you have helped people. It's the thing. The people that help the most are the people that don't get along with the institutions. And institutions don't want results. Institutions want everything to flow smoothly and not make waves. You know, see, customers want results. Institutions want no disruptions, but results will disrupt. You know, that's a problem with Trump. I was watching Alec Baldwin. Yeah, Alec Baldwin does a impersonation of Trump that captures the Bernie Sanders crowd. You know, they want to see a jester dressed up like Trump that they can laugh at because they hate him so much. The word is vitriol. The spite against Trump is vitriol, or vitriolic is the, would be an adjective. They just despise him, and they're not interested in an intelligent analysis. Although Alec Baldwin really does have some interesting thoughts. There is thought that goes into it. Alec Baldwin's opinion is not his impersonation of Trump. This is important to know. As an actor, I do believe that Alec Baldwin's impersonation is not his full commentary on who Trump is. It's just something he does, you know, as an actor, as a, for his profession at this current time. I'd like to see Charlie Sheen out there more because I miss Charlie. I'm an 80s kid. But the Trump makes disruptions. He gets on the mic and wings it. And that's where his great speeches are. And, you know, the campaign, they had the mission written on the whiteboard in his little tiny shoestring budget office. The mission of Trump's political campaign was let Trump be Trump. And it won the election, and it's creating a mess for people, good and bad or whatever. It did make a difference. So that's how I wrote my curriculum. I just come in and I didn't explain everything. It wasn't line on line teaching. It was demonstration. And it, you know, it, Mr. Bean, Swedish Chef, not a lot of words, just a demonstration. And it's some gibberish. But if you carefully watch what happens, you'll know how computer code works, because you'll see it demonstrated. We're going to do it this way, and then we're going to do it that way, and then we're going to change this over here and see how that works, and we're just going to do it. And you watch it happen on your computer, and the computer code starts to make sense to a six-year-old, and I've seen it happen. So afterwards, I've been going through all this and doing a little write-up of, so here's what we learned in this lesson. And that's important because the students need to know what they're supposed to learn, and the teacher needs to know what they're supposed to make sure the student is getting if you're using a teacher. And if a school is going to use it for, you know, material in their curriculum, they need to know how it weighs and stacks up against their curriculum. So there's value in this, but it's exhausting. And I can't believe that it's taken me 20 hours just to go through 36 lessons. Just to write down what I've learned. A lot of it's been enhancement in the appendices. Like, I've really finished them. I mean, this is becoming a really good refined work, but it's not released at all. And so it's kind of one of those depressing things for me. I guess the other thing that I did behind the scenes was I got four little mice, recorded and up on YouTube as a video book. Apparently it's taken off. It was a 4-day tangent. I mean, I wrote the book in 30 minutes. I did the illustrations in 5 or 8 hours, something like that. I think 8 hours total after I finagled with stuff. Then I spent two and a half days formatting, and I made some edits there. I switched the bicycle in the car to make things more dramatic. One kid here said the soda pop puddle looked like blood, and so I changed it to blueberry. But I mean, I spent 2.5 days formatting the stuff, and it really disrupted my life. But this little accident book is becoming a popular thing. So this past week, I got a lot of curriculum stuff done, and it was irritating, but it was important. So this is going to be a great computer book. When I get all done, I'm going to have my own English curriculum, and I'm going to have my own computer curriculum. And then I'll be able to move on to other things. But the other thing was the Pink Right website had a lot of back-end stuff. It's got a nice little night theme working. I got icons working. I did a lot of tweaks to it, and it's really a great website, for night reading or on white reading. And like I say, it's just, this was a week of back-end stuff, back-end. The Taiwan special tomorrow is going to be interesting. I've already recorded it, so enjoy it.